Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. We will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat, or just because they're a Republican, and you voted that way your entire life, maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there who are working for your benefit, and we are going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them. We're going to ask them questions. We're going to let you ask them questions. And we're going to be discussing education system, the military, science, music, sports, oh, and health care. Do you have it? Do you need it? Are your 26-year-olds still on the family health care plan? Or, as the regressive party says, Obamacare. We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word. And everything, from the cities, counties, state, nation, the entire world. So sit down and get a pencil, paper, and take this graduate education experience. And we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
Weather, of course, when it's in season.
Now, Mars, I need some ideas if I'm going to get your town out of the serious trouble it's in.
River City ain't in any trouble.
But I have to create some. Must create a desperate need in your town for a boys' band. So why does everybody keep rubbering into the billiard parlor?
Oh, they just got in a new pool table.
They must have seen a pool table before.
No, just billiards.
That'll do it. You just sit where you are, and remember, if you see that music teacher... Are you Mr. Dunlop?
Yeah? Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help me cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a bop-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled to the screen door patched to the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They were trying out Bevo, trying out Cubabs, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the Armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain, the devil's playground, trouble.
Oh, yes,
right here in River City.
Right
with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
We've
surely got trouble. Right here in River City.
Right,
gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha, and so's your old man. But if so, my friends, you got trouble. Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We've surely got trouble. Right here in River City. Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule. We got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Kids got big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
That rhymes with P.
Stands for pool.
That stands for.
Remember, my friends, listen to me because I passed this way but once.
Weather, of course, when it's in season.
Now, Mars, I need some ideas if I'm going to get your town out of the serious trouble it's in.
River City ain't in any trouble.
But I have to create some. Must create a desperate need in your town for a boys' band. So why does everybody keep rubbering into the billiard parlor?
Oh, they just got in a new pool table.
They must have seen a pool table before.
No, just billiards.
That'll do it. You just sit where you are, and remember, if you see that music teacher...
Are you Mr. Dunlop?
Yeah? Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help me cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a bop-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got one, two, three, four, five, six pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They've been trying out Bevo, trying out Cubabs, trying out TaylorMades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the Armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble!
Oh, yes, trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for
pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha! And so's your old man. But if so, my friends, you got trouble. Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We've surely got trouble. Right here in River City. Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule. We got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's
tool. Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Kids got big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
That rhymes with P.
Stands for pool. Remember, my friends, listen to me, because I passed this way but once.
Okay, I had trouble. I couldn't get through. How is the rain doing here? It's just drizzling outside. It must be wherever else it's coming from. How are you? This is Mike Lawson. This is the last word. It has been such a ragged last few months, getting on the air and having knee surgery and having foot surgery and couldn't sit down at the desk here to do my show. I had to keep my foot up on the air. Foot in the air with my ice packs on my legs. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. I'm hoping that I don't know what the heck is going on here. Why is that? Let me put this in one more time. Okay, is that it? No. Well, maybe. Okay. My phone went out, lost all my shows that I had on Mea Culpa, Spotify. Couldn't have any of them broadcast. I don't know what the hell happened here. I said I'd come on the air and talk to you guys about anything you want to talk about. I got some calls already that said that they wanted to talk about what the hell is going on with the Kraken. You know, this Donald J. Orange, possibly jumpsuit, former two-time convicted felon who wants to be president again, we cannot let this man be president. I had a gentleman on the air last week who I let talk because he sounded very, very normal. Let's put it that way. And he was normal. And the things he was saying, I thought were very, very interesting. But you know, the longer you let these people talk, the less information you get out of it, because they don't have any information. They're going by what was said before on Fox News and what the Orange Man said. Here's the bottom line. No matter what that fool Jeannie Thomas said, or the drunken Giuliani, or anybody else said, where's the damn proof that it was stolen? They went 60 times in court. 60 times. An overwhelming amount of those judges that they saw were Republican Donald J. Trump appointees. And they all said, where's the proof? And you know who said? Well, we have a feeling that it's that way. Well, I have a feeling that I won the lottery 4 times. I still ain't got any money. And who am I supposed to see about winning the lottery? I say I won the lottery. Give me a ticket. What do I need a ticket for? I had my ticket, but I lost it. Why do I need any proof that I won it? Why can't I just say it? You hear what these fools said? Just say it. And it's true. You know, like the Egyptian king said, so it is written, so it shall be done. This is what the dummy's saying. And he's no dummy because he says whatever he wants. And you people, who I'm talking about, you people out there, not everybody, just you know who you people are, you people that got this man in office because you had nothing else to vote for because you don't know anything else. You feel that this is wrong. Something's wrong. You feel that? Give us a clue. What was said that was wrong? How was it stolen? Nobody has come out in a court of law to say it was stolen. Just like the daggone clown Judge Conan down in wherever the hell she's at, Florida, wherever the hell she's at. They appointed a master. The DOJ didn't want a master. This is nonsense going through this. They appointed a master. A master who would solve the problem of possession and whether a file was classified or not. Now, this was the wrong thing. I mean, this is wrong from the beginning. You can't have a judge who's sitting in a courtroom in Florida who just got out of, I don't know what, brainwash school, never has seen a classified document in their entire life, doesn't know one for the other. That's why she said, oh yeah, let a master do this. This was all set up because all they want to do is delay. Donald J. Trump's main purpose in life is to deny and delay. I have more money than you. I will use this money till you can't see straight. And who's doing it? The dummies that put him in office. They keep feeding. They don't know why they're feeding him. They're just feeding him. Because he's not using the money for there to see about their real estate taxes or to lower the... He's using the money to stay out of jail and to keep his cronies out of jail. And then he says, don't worry, when I become president, I'm going to pardon all you people. Well, you know, when you overdo something, you kill something. So let him try to do that. I don't think it's going to work. I do not think it's going to work. And we heard that recently the judge had ordered these, I don't know what, representatives down there in Florida to present to him a case why they should look at these classified files. They didn't even give him a hint. They went right back to Judge Cannon, and she says, oh, no, I'm taking over the case now. Get out of the way, master. I don't need you anymore. Well, why'd you put him there in the first place? What was the reason? What was the reason of putting him there if you're going to take it over and not listen to anything else? The 11th Circuit already ruled that the DOJ can look further on the classified documents and continue it. So she can't overrule them. So what is all this about? So now it's up in limbo. Because the 11th Circuit already made a judgment. Now, do you want the 11th Circuit to go back to, you want the DOJ to go back to the 11th Circuit and to slap her down again? Well, that's what's going to happen. They would just do that one more time. Okay, good. Get out of here. What the hell is this? Right, okay. Oh, shit. Can't even get on my computer now. Yeah, I'll call support immediately. My ass. Right. Right. Yeah, right. Restart the computer. Oh, bullshit. I don't know if you're... They're telling me I don't know if you can hear it, but it's saying that I have that my computer's locked up. I can't even get on my computer's screen. I can't even get on my... Yeah, right, like what? Unbelievable. Let me see if I can get. Let's see if I. I don't know if everybody can hear what's going on. It tells you that my computer is locked down here. I don't know what the story is. Come on. Right. Okay, good. Oh, gosh. Unbelievable. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Unbelievable. Please do not attempt. I'm still here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get trying to get this, that's the wrong one. Where is my... Oh, yeah, okay. Now, open scan, turn back, okay. Okay, good. They're running an update on my on this devotion now. Yeah, give me a break. Software update, tells how to update. Scan 99%, okay. Oh, this is wonderful. Program. Right. It's running communication with Norton now. Do you hear this nonsense? Oh, baloney, bro. How do I stop? Well, I don't want to do that. Right. Back up. I'm always running check and forth, okay. And what do? I charge them all files with this. It says I am protected, but how do I get rid of this thing on thing here? Close. This is just incredible. Good. All right. I finally got through to it. All righty, Ben. That we are back up here. I hope. Let me go see if... yes, we are back up. Finally got rid of it. Norton got rid of it. All right. Where I was at, where I want to hear... Well, where I was first to go back on this clown and his Q membership. I want to play something that Ari Melville said about a week ago. And I want you all here.
Welcome to The Beat. I am Ari Melber, and these midterm campaigns are in high gear. I think we'll be able to show you the scene in the crucial swing state of Ohio over the weekend. This was a rally from one of the Republican Party's key candidates. You see Jim Jordan talking. J.D. Vance was the star of this rally, the Wall Street investor and author, who spent years publicly warning the Republican Party about what he said was the danger of Trump, who he once likened to a potential fascist leader in America. Vance then recanted, he embraced Trump, he got his endorsement, then he got the nomination for the Senate race, and that may all sound familiar for today's Republican Party. What is different in this rally is how Vance, a Yale graduate, sat by as Donald Trump used the Ohio midterm rally to go quite a bit farther than he has before in his cultish alliance with this dangerous, sometimes amorphous group called QAnon. which has consolidated its power on the extreme far right by pushing lies that, frankly, might at times sound so bizarre and absurdist that you could underestimate how serious they are and what a following they're building. I'm not going to try to repeat, let alone amplify all of them, but among them is the claim that certain Hollywood actors and certain Democrats are actually some sort of secret pedophile group aligned with the actual Satan, or that they are also cannibals who eat children. It goes on like that. I'm not going to do much more of it for you tonight, but I'll tell you why this is the top story. What does all that have to do with Sadie's midterm campaigns, other than maybe villainizing a few Democrats? Well, one of the theories is that Trump will lead this sort of cataclysmic battle against some of those forces. And by the way, there are many different versions and iterations of these conspiracy theories. It matters in many ways. You may recall right after Donald Trump was elected, a gunman opened fire in a Washington, D.C. restaurant under the deranged belief that that act would somehow help children allegedly enslaved there in a plot linked to Hillary Clinton. It was at times called Pizzagate. So this is national news now, starting this week, but you need the backstory I just gave you to understand, I think, the full danger of this story. The backstory is that the themes and emblems and sometimes secret references are an embrace of this political propaganda. And as I showed you, it ranges from bananas, if you hear about these ideas and these theories on, say, an internet comment thread, to profoundly dangerous when you see armed people walking the streets believing this stuff, acting on this stuff. Now, Trump used this new rally to directly embrace this. It was very clear, and it was clear to the Trump fans on site at the rally. And we could tell it was planned. For example, Trump and his aides used rally music that matched a QAnon theme song, as the New York Times reports, which then prompted the crowd to go into a bizarre gesture that you see here. You might not know what you were watching, or it might look like other terrible gestures throughout history, but this is the crowd raising single fingers in the air, citing the one in the QAnon song that was played by the former president at the rally. The New York Times continues in their report to say it was this rally that I'm telling you about is the first time in the memory of some Trump aides that they had such a display at the rally. They know all about QAnon, but it is now in the house. And these people that I just showed you with their hands up, they're in the loop. They're in sync with the propaganda and the hand gestures, the icons. And Trump told them their journey had only just begun.
My fellow citizens, this incredible journey we're on again has only just begun, and it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
Every hand you see hoisted as he addresses them is a person who either knows exactly what they're referencing or is joining the crowd. And the crowd, the groupthink, the mob mentality, the herd, that is all a part of this. Now, as I give you this news, our top story tonight, if you or someone watching is a skeptic, you might say, these developments sound like things that may not completely involve Trump. An aide could pick music. Crowds will do what crowds do. A skeptic might say, well, it's not like Trump is out here wearing a QAnon pin and directly, personally engaging in conspiracy theories. That's what a skeptic might say. But he is. You can see Trump literally wearing a QAnon pin with those words on the bottom of the screen, "The storm is coming," here on a recent Donald Trump post, which you might not see if you're not on Trump's social media platform. The AP has summed up Donald Trump's recent activities and actions here with the headline that Trump is openly embracing and amplifying QAnon conspiracy theories. Examples are piling up. There's the more personal visual embrace after Trump posted this other barrage of QAnon-related material just last month. Now, let me tell you. There are plenty of recent Trump posts and statements and rallies that we do not choose to report on, that we do not find newsworthy. And if you don't want to know what they were up to in Ohio, this is a free country. If you're watching in America, you could tune out. But to be informed heading into these midterms, it is worth knowing what the choices are. And this is not just some story about Donald Trump. It does involve him. But right now on the ballot, it's a story about the mainlining of weaponized lies and hate in the Republican Party and the government of the United States by people who know better, like J.D. Vance, who's on the ballot in these midterms. And it's proven that he knows better because he told us he knew better when he wrote a whole book warning against exactly this. He wrote at times eloquently about the dangers not only of Donald Trump as a person and a symptom, but he warned about the wider problems of how hate and hard times and poverty can create a brew where people are focused on falsehoods and blame because of the pain they may actually really feel in their lives. Tonight, here's the bad news. This level of lying and propaganda is associated with attacks on democracy and the rise of authoritarian movements. Here's the good news. Those kind of movements usually need lies because when the truth is out, they're widely opposed. Most people do not want to live under repressive regimes or have to put up with movements that are based on ending democracy or having some MAGA big government system make choices for you, for the rest of us, while lying to you with some made-up, ridiculous, bananas, but at times dangerous stories about the phantom pedophile enemies, stories designed to scare you into submission so you have less freedom and less liberty and a far worse life. When most people see that truth, separate from a lot of other political divisions we still have, the vast majority of people do not choose to live under those kind of people and systems. The truth still matters, but it must be reported and defended.
Yes, the truth still matters. You know, these are the same people that, oh, it's starting to rain harder now. Let me see. Look out my doors here. Not that hard. But the wind is blowing a little harder. Anyway, we'll get to the weather in a little while, but I just need to take care of this. This guy is like, he's a cracking Hitler. But see, Hitler had a purpose because he was crazy and he can only go one direction. This orange man is doing the same thing, but he's doing it for a different reason. His reason is he wants to be king. He wants everybody to bow down to him. He doesn't want a government that can tell him what he's doing wrong and to change this. No, I can imagine him when he was a kid. Was he ever told no? I don't know. He had to be told no when he was in school. Or was it the father bought out the school? I have no idea. But the man is complete. He needs to have a belt on his butt and needs to be spanked at least 3 or 4 times a day. So, you know, and you know, that doesn't change you either. I had a brother, Dennis. I love him very much. Dennis did now, but we say, oh, what day is it? Wednesday. Oh, time for Dennis to get a beating. Father come home. He come up and says, was it in 5? Didn't even wash his hands. Just took off his belt and started spanking Dennis. Dennis did something wrong. Always. He deserved to get his back in every day because he was testifying to that. He was doing that. He did something wrong. And he would admit it. And evidently, I know I got a spanking one time, twice maybe in my life, by my father. That's why I never get another spanking. My father said, hey, I don't care if you hold up a bank with guns a-blazing. Don't lie to me and tell me you didn't do it. And I found out that you did. Because I will kill you where you stand. I believed him. I believed him. You know, so we don't know what the orange man's life was with his father. We have no idea. But I know if this orange man was allowed to lie like this, well, you know his father was a criminal too. But he just did not want to go big, like, because when you went big, there were too many other problems that caused. So he said, he told Donald, stay here in this borough. No, I'm going to go to the big borough, Manhattan, where the big money is. You're not smart enough to do that. Hey, evidently he was. He's 72 now, 74, 74 or 75 now. So he was smart enough to, and he knew that he wouldn't get punished by the city government or state government. He knew he would not get punished. That's why Trump has done all he's done for his whole life and gotten away with it. This guy is a complete, I don't know what you can call him, a complete, he's a complete disaster. I met him one time at a fundraiser in Manhattan, Charlie Rangel, Democrat, major Democrat. Donald Trump went to all the Democrat fundraisers, went to all the black fundraisers, all the black athletes fundraisers. He wanted to be around money, blacks that were popular, blacks that had money, and to show that he was in sports. Because he wanted to buy the Jersey Generals, the first football team in their, when they were created, they became later the New York Jets. But he was told no, because they knew what kind of criminal he was. They knew that these guys are criminals too, own these teams, but they didn't want him there. I remember when he came to the party, I was standing there talking, because I was involved in the politics in Manhattan, in New York City, New York State. And I don't remember who I was talking. It was about four of us together. We were talking, and he walked in. You know, like this was his affair that he was going. It wasn't his affair. It was for Charlie Rangel. But he walked in like it was his. And, you know, there's something to this. If you want to be the person, he believes, back up again, let me back up a minute. He believes that if he can show the people or act like to the people that he is the person in charge or the smartest one in the room, people will latch on to him. Now, I don't know if it was because that most of the people, I'd say not, I shouldn't say most. Half the people in the room were African Americans. The other half were whites and Hispanics. When he came in, one of the guys said to me, oh, he's here. Who the hell is he talking about? Oh, he's here. He's the dummy over there, Trump. Oh, he went around and spoke to some people like it was his party. Like, this is me. Hey, this is my party. I like everything. He came and he went to every single group that was in the room. We were standing around having cocktails at night. He came to the room over to us, and he said, hey, guys, what's up? Like he knew us forever. I never met the man before. And two of the other people never met him before, but two people, that was about four of us, so May was three didn't know him, and one person knew him, or two knew him, and two didn't know him. I don't remember how it went. But anyway, and he started talking about some off-the-wall stuff that he had just done. Now, why would you go into a party, it was a fundraiser for Charlie Rangel, and talk about something that you had just done but not about Charlie Rangel, who was running again for Congress. I mean, what would be the purpose of that? To make himself look at me. That's all he's ever done. Now, that might work with some people. And then he just turned around and walked away. Didn't he say, and he didn't get involved in any other subject. He said what, oh, I just did, and we'll turn around and walked away. And we looked at one another and we laughed. We laughed at him. Because it was disgraceful what he had just done. And I'll guarantee you that the seven or eight other groups of people that he went to, he said the same thing. Maybe he wanted a reaction. We didn't give him a reaction. We just said, oh, that's nice. And we were busy sipping. He doesn't drink, so I don't know if he had anything in his hand. But we had stuff in our hand. We were drinking. The man is a complete, utter moo-moo. I mean, I wouldn't have this man nowhere near me if I didn't have to. I just, there's just no way. Now, there were judges now, as I was saying before I played that